Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Dry soils during last fall's planting of winter wheat hindered germination and emergence of the crop. In order to grow and produce wheat, fall planted seeds need to take in moisture and swell. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter explains, ideally, fall moisture fuels vegetative growth before dormancy.
It had a chance to put maybe some roots down, but not as much as maybe we were hoping for. And consequently, I think that's kind of part of the reason why the emergence hasn't been so good.
Another strike against this year's wheat is an open winter, where the lack of snow left seedlings unprotected from wind and cold.
That snowfall is a very important factor in our insulative ability of our soils. It can have those conditions and be very cold, but snow has a remarkable ability to keep the soil temperatures, especially where the seed is planted, to stay at not-so-cold levels.
Wheat planted with no-till has greater protection from cold and, come spring, better chances for conserving water compared to tilled systems.
We're infiltrating more water because the soil structure is improved through better soil health characteristics, but it's also keeping the evaporation from losing the water in the soil itself through that mat of residue.
Winter concludes, wheat is a remarkably hardy crop, and it's too early to determine how fields have fared over winter. As of early February, the USDA Ag Statistics Service reported 28% of South Dakota's winter wheat was rated poor to very poor. 47% is said to be fair, and 25% is ranked as good. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on climate impacts to agriculture.